But you know, nowadays, there's so many people that don't want the food with that. They don't entertain the young people in their homes, not
yes,
many.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that gives them too much time to get in an automobile and drive off, and you don't know where they're going.
Yes, ma'am. I know what you mean.
You heard about that girl being kidnapped in Mendenhall.
I sure did. That was a mess.
That is the awfulest thing. And child, they found her body just a little over a mile from my house up here.
That's kind of scary.
It is scary. I'm so sorry for that girl. She had, the more I hear her, the worse it gets. She had no home life. I heard yesterday afternoon, my sister told me, and her husband and them are close kin. That girl was my sister's husband's great niece. And she said that that child's daddy beat her till she was just black and blue about 2 weeks before she was kidnapped. And I don't know what he beat her for.
Oh.
And her mother made her leave home because she wouldn't loan her car to her younger brother to run around in, and she had to work for hers.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a bad life, ain't it?
Where was she from?
Lived out just a little ways from Mendenhall.
I see.
She finished high school at Mendenhall.
Sure is bad.
Well, it is. I do hope to my Lord they catch whoever killed that girl.
Yes, ma'am. I wonder if they have any idea at all.
Now, here's all I know. They're working on it real hard. You know, they took her body up, lifted it out of the grave last Monday, and they had that, don't they call him, pathologist?
Yes, ma'am.
He was there, and he took something from her body that he wanted to examine. But they didn't let nobody else there except the sheriff and an FBI man and that pathologist and then the men that took the body up and put it back.
Yes, ma'am.
And they didn't move the body away from the church. Dina's the one told me, my sister. But she said that they already know who done that, but said they was so rough. They're trying to get all the evidence in the world so they just can't get out of it before they arrest them.
I see.
Now that's all I know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that sounds reasonable enough to approach it that way.
Well, I'm going to tell you though, the laws that we've got ain't worth a flip. If you convict a man here in Simpson County, I guess it's everywhere, I think it is, to the penitentiary, they hardly ever stay but one night.
Oh.
They send them back here and say they haven't got room for them. Every man's got to have 50-foot square room to live in, or there's not room for him. That's more room than any of them's got at home.
Well, then they do, just turn them loose.
Send them back down here first for the county to take care of.
Mm.
So they've got a place down there at McGee that they lock them up at night and take them out and work them of a day. Well, that's got all the women scared to death.
I guess so.
Afraid they'd break in on them.
Yes, ma'am. That's a bad situation.
Yes, it is.
I meant to ask you when you were telling me about how much you traveled around. Have you been all over Mississippi pretty much, or just stayed around this area?
Well, I've not been. I've been, I haven't been any further south, but that is near about Alabama, Mississippi, the Gulf Coast, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama is pretty close by there, and I have been to Montgomery, Alabama, and to Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.